My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Quickly, though, I wanted to crowbar in, is it weird before we get back to talking about the preseason? All right, the judges today will be producer Darius Dameron and producer Ryan Clary. We won't go to the phones in the interest of time. I came in today, and I confided something in Jim Mullins of B. Mitch and Finley fame, who was producing the show for them today. So I sent a audio clip out to a text thread with buddies. On said thread, it's our Nats chat thread. It's me, Clary, Darius, and Toby Altizer of Bustin' Loose Baseball fame. And so I sent out a clip from Good Morning Football today about one of our favorite broadcasters. And just an audio clip. It's from a podcast. And I sent the clip, and it was at 1.5 speed. I didn't think anything of it. And Toby responded and said, listening to a podcast at 1.5 speed is diabolical, which is a hilarious text. But I realize, and I've told you this recently, Darius, I now, even when I'm listening to normal 1.0 speed anything, it feels like it's like 0.8 or 0.9 because I'm so used to speed when I listen to stuff. I am a 1.5 guy as a default setting. If somebody's a very fast talker, I might back them down to 1.4, 1.3. But more often than not, I would say, I would even hedge up from there. Like, if I have to listen at 1.25 or 1.75, I'm probably a 1.75 guy. But on average, I listen to everything at 1.5. And Toby was like, that's insane. What are you? That's crazy person stuff. And I told Mullins, and it just blew his mind completely.
Yeah, you walked in studio the other day, and I was listening to a podcast, and you said, are you listening to that on 0.50 or something? I was like, no, it's regular speed. So,
this is how they were talking. I think if they're smart with, and I'm like, please say the words. Get the words out, stupid. Quicker, 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 quicker. But you were saying it was on one, that they were just normally talking.
On normal speed, like and a normal person would listen to.
I do think I am building up some type of normalcy to the up-tempo pace. It's like I'm watching a Chip Kelly offense so much that now when I've got to watch someone trying to snap the ball with 2 seconds left on the play clock, it's unwatchable. I don't know how to describe it. It's crazy to me. But here's the kicker, and this is where I think I'm going to lose the is it weird. So I might have to try to put some toothpaste back in the tube after this. I also admitted to Mullins that there are times when I will watch something at an elevated speed as well. There's some caveats before everyone judges me. So people go, you could do that. For some reason on television, like actually on your TV for Netflix, you can't speed up the program. But on your phone, at least my phone, I am able. Right at the bottom there, they give me the option. They don't do it for no reason. And it doesn't go up to like 2 times. It's 1.2 or 1.4 or something like that. But you can speed up whatever you're watching. And if I'm binging a show, more often than not, like a dramatic show, it can't be something that's overly dialogue heavy. I wouldn't do this with an Aaron Sorkin show where what is being said is critical. If it's a comedy, a movie, or something like that, maybe. But I showed you guys. Like, I'm watching this movie on Netflix last night. I pulled it up on my phone. I put it on 1.25, and nothing's different. It cuts out some of, like, the scenes where they're, instead of staring off in the distance for a second and a half, it's like 0.8 seconds. And next thing you know, they say more words. Now, again, that one's tough to come back from, I admit. And I've taken heat from people before that are like, enjoy the art as it's made, man. Stop trying to edit the art. If it takes away from the movie or the show, trust me, I'm not doing it. But I want to set that one to the side because that's definitely weird. I'll admit that. Is it weird to listen to audio, no video, at 1.5 as a regular speed?
As much as I want to say that it is weird, they give you the option. I don't think it's that weird. I wouldn't personally, I wouldn't do it unless there was some sort of long form, say, audiobook that I wanted to listen to. Not something that I do very commonly, but if I did want to listen to it, I could see myself putting myself in a situation where I listen to it.
I knock out books faster.
I can imagine so, which yeah.
And in books, it can be a show. I might go 1.8 on a book, okay? But like, as long as I can still pick up what they're saying, we're in good shape. But the other thing is, a lot of times what I'm listening to, podcasts or otherwise, like, I'm listening for a reason. I'm getting nuggets. I'm hearing analysis. I'm hearing stats. Like, I'm getting to the information. I don't need a lot of the nonsense. Like, if I have I listen to, you know, something and I know that, like, the program generally, let's say, or like a book, that the first minute is them telling you this is produced by this company and these people print the pages. I'm just skipping through all of that anyway. For me, this is about efficiency.
So I ultimately do think it is weird, but it's not the fact that you are listening to it sped up. It's the fact that you feel as if you need to save whatever amount of time that is from just listening to the normal version that like everyone else listens to. So because I feel like it's a time-saving thing, and that's why you do it. I don't think it's the fact that like you retain more information
or
whatever it is.
I think it's twofold, Clary. It cuts out the BS of just like, if you're saying something in 30 seconds that I can hear in 26, then I can save 4 seconds. Time is of the essence, no doubt.
That is true.
But on top of that, if I'm not losing the point, if I'm still hearing every word and I'm missing some of the pregnant pauses or I'm missing some of the, in a movie or whatever, just like moments where nothing's happening, so what?
I know, but I think that's the weird part for me is like in podcast form here, I just feel like that's kind of like the weird part where I'm like, I don't understand it. Like saving, if you're listening to like an hour long podcast, if you're listening to 1.5, I'm assuming you're saving what? Like,
if you, like
15
for the people
minutes?
That listen to our pod every single day.
Yeah.
And I routinely will go back and listen to the show or different mm-hmm. things, different segments, listen to Jay. I'm never at 1.0. I'm always at like 1.25 or something
crazy.
Like that.
I would never.
I'm surprised to catch a little bit of the shrapnel that I'm catching. Now, if I said every movie I've ever watched and every show I watch at 1.5, that's insanity. Like, put me on a watch list. I totally agree.
Yeah.
But occasionally, if we're not dialogue heavy to go 1.25 on a Netflix show, where like just people are making dramatic faces a lot, I think that's okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.